Gracias.
Okay. Finally. Okay. Dear Chairperson, Special Rapporteur, and distinguished delegates, I would like first to note that I'm currently a senior minority fellow at OHCHR, voicing my personal opinion. According to many reports, the number of major violent conflicts has tripled globally in the last decade, and most of them involve minorities. After all the persecution, robbery of land and property, humiliation, and deprivation of minorities, and in light of the daily living difficulties they suffer today, especially with the repercussions of the COVID pandemic, all with constant fear for the existence and serious concern for their future. These minorities still suffer in most countries from marginalization, discrimination, and violence. In view of the direct impact of education in building a better society, the national curricula must be radically modernized so that students learn about the culture, history, heritage, and contributions of minorities to society, in order to open the way for discussion and harmony between people of different cultures, religions, and groups. On the other hand, it is not possible under current constitutions that perpetuate the domination of an ethnic or religious majority and do not recognize the existence of some minorities to protect the freedoms and the rights of these groups. Perhaps the most important of these are the right to protection and safety, social and economic equality, and the right to participate in decision-making. Therefore, constitutional amendments are necessary in line with the essence of human rights in general and the rights minorities in particular. Concerned countries must also put in place serious and effective mechanisms to protect minorities from systematic violence based on their identity, from any future violence that may affect them, and from hate speech and incitement to it in the media of all kinds. Thank you.